Philips Semper PLC, these are in care. Today's date is 01/27/2025. Dictation is for Amanda Tate. Tate spells T-A-T-E. Amanda spells A-M-A-N-D-A. Date of birth is 12/08/1982. This is a 42-year-old female. Correction, 1962. This is a 42-year-old female here with fever and cough, period. Patient said this has been going on for a while, but it's gotten worse in the last 3 days or so. Correction. Patient presented here with sinus congestion, headache, fever, and cough. She said a sinus congestion and headache has been going on for a while, but the fever and cough was started in approximately 2 or 3 days ago, period. Said headache is not the worst of her life. It's pressure-like, located in her sinus region, worse with leaning forward. Said she has had sinus infection in the past and it feels somewhat similar, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. Patient reports cough. Says cough is productive, greenish sputum sometimes and sometimes clear. She reports fever. Said she's been using over-the-counter Tylenol / Motrin for fever, which helped. Patient reports myalgia, chills. Next line, she denies stiff neck, denies neck pain. She denies chest pain, short of breath, diaphoresis, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert, oriented, and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97% at room air, blood pressure is 108/72, pulse 75, respiration 18, temperature 98.5, pre, next paragraph. Nose congested, green discharge, erythematous and edematous terminates. Next paragraph, sinus is tender to palpation, no erythema, no facial erythema, no facial swelling. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, throat. No exudate, no edema, no erythema, uvula is midline and mobile. Next paragraph, respiratory, poor inspiratory and expiratory effort. She has inspiratory and expiratory wheezes diffusely. No use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen undistended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort to range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. No venous cord, period. Next paragraph. Neural alert, oriented, times 3, cranial alert, 2, 10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute influenza B. Number 2, acute sinusitis. Number 3, acute sinus headache. Number 4, acute bronchitis. Number 5, acute cough. Number 6, acute rhinitis. Number 7, fever, period. In the clinic today, we did a flu test. Flu is positive for flu B. Patient was given the following medication in the clinic today. Rocephin, 1 gram IM. Dexamethasone, 10 milligrams IM. She was observed in the clinic for an additional 15/20 minutes and reevaluated. She reports improvement. And is comfortable with my discharge plan. She was given strict return precautions to come back to the clinic if worse. Go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed, period. Patient was sent home with the following medication. Robitussin AC, 2 teaspoon POQHS for 10 days, number 100 mils. Next medication. Zithromax, 250 milligrams, 2 PO, now 1 PO daily until gone. Next medication, Tamiflu, 75 milligrams. 1 PO BID for 5 days. Number 10, she was advised to increase fluids to come back to clinical force. Go to nurse emergency room if we are closed. She was given the opportunity to ask questions, says she has none. End of dictation.